Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Roop. I'm the Royal College of GPs and Cancer Research UK's Clinical Champion for Cancer.
And I'm Professor Linda Ball, Chair in Behavioural Research for Cancer Prevention at Cancer Research UK. So this podcast is about electronic cigarettes or vaping products and their relevance to healthcare professionals. And the information within it is based on the Royal College of General Practitioners' position statement on electronic cigarettes.
Primary care professionals have a number of questions about these devices, as do patients. In particular, many GPs don't know about the relative safety of e-cigarettes compared to tobacco smoking. From research commissioned by CRUK in 2017, 20% of primary care professionals indicated that they never discuss e-cigarettes, and a further 25% are only discussing it very occasionally. Further to this, GPs report that they are unsure of what they should be doing or saying in relation to e-cigarettes, and they are looking for guidance. It was in this light that the RCGP has developed a revised position statement to address these concerns by outlining the very latest evidence. However, it also aims to provide a call to action to try and get primary care professionals to make some very clear recommendations about discussing the use of e-cigarettes with their patients as a way to help them give up smoking. So we have made this podcast to build your confidence as you speak to patients and hopefully become more confident in the RCGP's position statement and how that can impact on your day-to-day practice.
We hope that by the end of this discussion, our listeners will feel more confident to have conversations around e-cigarettes. So we'll cover the relative safety of electronic cigarettes compared with smoking, whether they might normalise or re-normalise tobacco smoking and encourage uptake in young non-smokers, whether there are any concerns about passive vaping or secondhand vapour, what the place of electronic cigarettes is alongside traditional approaches to smoking cessation, and how healthcare professionals can engage with patients around these products.
Linda, smoking rates are the lowest they've been for maybe 70 years. Would you say there is still work to do?
Yeah, I mean, smoking is still the leading preventable cause of death in the UK and many other countries. It causes over 100,000 deaths every year. That's one in four cases of cancer, for example, one in three cases of respiratory disease, and it's also linked to a number of other conditions. Mm-hmm. So we've made great progress, but there's much more that we can do.
And what do you feel that GPs and other healthcare professionals should be doing about this?
Well, supporting smokers to stop really has to be a priority in primary care. Now, many smokers stop on their own using nothing, for example, but the success rates for that are very low. They're around 3% at 1 year. Now, where we have much better evidence is a combination of behavioural support, so counselling from a trained professional, and also pharmacotherapy, so stop smoking medications like nicotine replacement therapy, varenicline and bupropion. And we know from randomized control trials and other studies that those types of treatment and support, they can raise the chances of success by about three times for somebody using that approach. So they're evidence-based, and we've got good guidance on how to use those in primary care.
So what about these electronic cigarettes or vapes? They are much newer. Do you feel that we have enough safety data for healthcare professionals to talk to patients about them?
Well, electronic cigarettes were invented around 15 years ago, and we really saw their use increase from around 2010 in the UK. They're now the most popular approach to stopping smoking. They're used in one in three quit attempts, and there are just under 3 million vapers in Great Britain. Their use is common. They are relatively new, but we do have a lot of research that has been done. And so primary care professionals should feel that they're able to engage with patients around these products.
And we do know this, a lot of GPs are quite worried about the safety of e-cigarettes. And certainly at the Royal College of GPs annual conference in 2017, only about 22% of GPs felt that e-cigarettes were significantly less harmful than smoking. So can we say they are safe?
Yeah, based on the evidence to date, vaping is a lot less harmful alternative to tobacco. The long-term safety profile of these devices isn't known, but we do know a lot about them to date. So research has compared some of the key toxicants in e-cigarettes and cigarettes and shown that if people switch to vaping, they significantly reduce their toxicant exposure and their carcinogen exposure. But the important thing is that they do make that switch completely, that they stop smoking in order to see that reduction. Mm-hmm. And the Royal College of Physicians in the United Kingdom estimates from their most recent report that vaping has around 5% of the risk of smoking. It's also worth noting that Public Health England's report found that around 40% of smokers have never tried vaping, and that's often due to misconceptions about relative risks.
So the other area that primary care clinicians often voice as a concern is whether vaping is actually an entry into smoking for our younger patients.
So evidence so far that e-cigarettes are a gateway to smoking isn't convincing. We know that teenagers are experimenting with these products. But when you look at the surveys from across the United Kingdom, the rates of regular use in teenagers who've never smoked are very low. They're less than 1%. And importantly, in 2016, policies were introduced, legislation was introduced to restrict e-cigarette marketing. So we don't have that marketing on television, radio, in print media, for example, and online. And that was intended in many ways to prevent young people and address concerns about renormalization. And crucially for me, youth smoking rates in the United Kingdom are continuing to decline. They're going down at a steady rate. Now, if e-cigarettes were a gateway to smoking, those trends would be reversed or they would stall.
So another concern that's voiced is about passive vaping. So we see the clouds of steam coming out of those who are vaping. Is that of any health concern to those who passively inhale?
So the evidence on passive vaping, so being exposed to somebody else's vapor from an e-cigarette, is that it's not harmful, certainly not in the way that secondhand smoke is, and that's something that we shouldn't be overly concerned about.
So what would you say to primary care clinicians who are still of the view that more research is needed before they amend their clinical practice?
So the benefits of e-cigarettes for smoking cessation shouldn't be ignored while we're waiting for more evidence, because smokers are dying from smoking-related conditions every day in the UK. So we need to take action now. So there's an urgent need. More research is needed, and that's why Cancer Research UK has funded over 50 studies to date on electronic cigarettes. But we do know a lot about these products, and other funders are also supporting research. It's also worth noting that there are other UK organisations that have produced reports on this topic that are very consistent with the RCGP position statement. For example, the British Medical Association, Public Health England, the Royal College of Physicians, and also most recently, NICE has integrated information on e-cigarettes into their smoking cessation guidelines.
Can we as GPs currently prescribe any vaping products? And if not, are there any plans for us to be able to?
So all existing e-cigarettes on the market in the UK and elsewhere are consumer products. So we don't have an e-cigarette that can be prescribed. That might change in the future, but in the meantime, primary care professionals are able to talk about these products with smokers and offer them encouragement and support.
And can we be confident that e-cigarettes can help people actually stop smoking?
So in terms of smoking cessation, the evidence to date suggests that e-cigarettes are more effective than nicotine replacement therapy bought over the counter or using willpower alone. We know that e-cigarettes can replace the nicotine in tobacco with nicotine in e-cigarettes, which is a cleaner, less risky form. That reduces some of the cravings and the withdrawal symptoms that people experience. Smokers also report that the behavioural aspects of e-cigarettes are helpful. So the hand-to-mouth action, for example, or being able to take a break to use an e-cigarette. So those things are important as well. But I would emphasise from the research that's been done so far that it is important that primary care physicians are able to say that the benefits will only happen in terms of smoking cessation and other outcomes if somebody switches completely to vaping and away from tobacco use. So tell us about the four key recommendations in the Royal College of General Practitioners statement.
So the first thing that is quite clear is that primary care clinicians, both doctors and nurses and allied health professionals, should be able to provide good advice to patients who are smoking and the benefits of giving up smoking in terms of their health improvement. Secondly, it's really important that patients are advised that the evidence suggests that the most successful way of giving up smoking is to have a combination of behavioural support along with either nicotine replacement or the prescribed medication options. Thirdly, that they should use their clinical judgment on a case-by-case basis so that their advice is tailored to the individual patient that they have with them, but also mentioning where e-cigarettes may fit into the options available. And finally, primary care clinicians should bear in mind that e-cigarettes offer a wide-reaching, relatively low-cost opportunity for people to quit smoking.
So that was a very helpful summary, Richard, but can you tell us where primary care professionals can find this written down?
So the revised position statement can be found on the RCGP website, and that can be found at rcgp.org.uk/cancer.
So what next, Richard?
So what I'm hoping is that those of you who've been listening to this podcast will be able to reflect on what you've heard, and you've heard a lot of the evidence, and we hope that we've addressed a lot of your concerns, and that we would hope that you would now feel much more confident talking about vaping to your patients. And we want to understand how helpful this podcast has been, so it would be really helpful once you have finished listening whether you could fill in the feedback questionnaire at the end of the podcast. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.